Good afternoon or good morning, depending on where you are. My name is Lisa Barksdale-Shaw. I'm an assistant professor at Arizona State University in the Department of English and affiliated faculty member at the Sandra Day O'Connor Law School here in Tempe, Arizona in the United States of America. And I'm so delighted to be invited by Emma Smith of the Shakespeare Survey to discuss one of my pieces on racial trauma, centering Othello, and the title is The Moors Abuse It by Some Villainous Knave, Some Base Notorious Knave, Some Scurvy Fellow, Legal Spaces, Racial Trauma, and Shakespeare's The Tragedy of Othello. And so I'm so glad to be here to talk about why you should read not only this article, but Shakespeare's Survey and submit pieces to this wonderful journal as well. So what I really like about this particular intervention with Othello is that I am answering throughout the essay the question that's raised at the beginning of this play and at the end of the play: what's the matter? And as I answer this question, I answer it not just from a literary lens, I look at it from a legal lens and psychological lens. And so I'm looking at these unexamined spaces through unexamined legal spaces, conspiratorial relationships, and unarticulated secret agendas. And I really love that this play gives me the opportunity to do that. Thank you. When I learned of the special series on Othello for this, for the Shakespeare's volume 75, I considered the piece that I initially wrote while serving as a postdoctoral fellow at the Center for Austin Rick Center, a clinical hospital in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, here in the United States. And my discussion included an examination of racial trauma as I thought about figures that were militarized Moors across Shakespeare's work as well as Christopher Marlowe's work. And so the Othello piece was very important to me because I thought it did three things. This essay examines spaces that are not safe, that have agendas, for self-interested agendas of people who have personal, economic, and political reasons for compromising a traumatized African figure who is one of the most noblest, sincerest, and honorable figures that we have here in this piece. And what it does, this essay also shows how no matter how great this person is, that he can be felled by these concerted strategic attempts at annihilation.